手安慰受伤灵魂，有一位神不全地审判一切罪恶，也有慈悲体贴人的软弱，有一位神我们的神，
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列圣灵的信息，今天的题目是赐生命气息的神，讲到圣灵是使我们得着气息得以存活的那一位。哈利路亚，他赐生命给我们，他维持我们的生命，使我们得以存活，他是跟我们同在的那一位。我们应当有这样的认识，能够珍惜神给我们的生命，而赞美这位创造我们的上帝。让我们一起来分享。
And we're going to look about the Holy Spirit tonight again.
今天晚上我们要再一次来看圣灵。
But in a different way.
但是是用一种不同的方式。
And to do that, We're going way, way, way back in history.
要这样做，我们要回到历史很早很早以前。
To the oldest book in the Bible.
回到圣经最早的一卷书。
That is not Genesis.
不是创世纪。
That is the book of Job.
是约伯记。
That was written several hundred years before the book of Genesis was written.
约伯记的写成是在创世纪的几百年以前。
And way back there, they recognized the work of the Holy Spirit.
早在那个时候，他们就体认到圣灵的工作。
Of course, also in the book of Genesis, in the first chapter and the second verse, the Holy Spirit is mentioned.
当然，在创世纪第一章第二节就已经提到了圣灵。
He has always been with us.
他一直和我们在一起。
Some people think that the creation is somewhat like when a man makes a watch.
有的人以为创造就好像像人做了手表一样。
He makes a watch, goes to much trouble and expertise to be able to make it nice and make it work.
认为说做手表的时候要花了很多的功夫，然后也需要有很多的精细的细节。
Then he winds it up and gives it to a friend and say, "All right, you've got your watch."
然后呢，把这手表就弄好了，交给朋友说，好，现在这手表是你的了。
But God didn't wind up creation and give it to somebody.
但是神没有把他的受造物就这样子弄好了给别人。
He kept it.
他还一直自己留着。
He likes it.
他喜欢这东西。
And a watch just will not run without winding.
手表如果不上发条，就是不会转。
Oh, I know you've got modern watches that don't need winding.
我知道你们现代的手表是不用上发条了。
But they need a battery.
但是还是要电池。
It's the same problem.
这是同样的问题。
It just takes a little longer.
只是时间可以久一点。
For it to run down.
然后它就没有电，不能走。
And then.
然后。
And then you get up in the morning and you look at your watch and you're late to work.
然后你早上起来看看你的表，你上班就迟到了。
The battery failed.
因为电池没有了。
All things run down.
一切就不对了。
There's nothing we have on earth that we can consider eternal.
我们世上没有任何东西能够认为是永恒的。
Even the mountains aren't eternal.
甚至山都不是永恒的。
Well, they're older than we are.
当然他们比我们老。
But they're still not eternal.
但他们还是不是永恒的。
In fact, some of them are relatively young.
事实上比较上来说有的是很新的。
Some of them are still being made.
有的仍然在塑造当中。
And some of them are being unmade.
而且有的是在被改变成为没有当中。
Once in a while one explodes and that's the end of the mountain.
有时候会有爆发，火山爆发之类，然后山就结束了。
Everything goes through a change.
一切都会经过改变。
Everything needs renewal.
万事都需要更新。
Everything needs restoration.
万事都需要恢复。
I presume perhaps the biggest and the safest industry in all the world.
我想世界上最大最安全的一个工业。
It's the food industry.
就是食物的工业。
Even in hard times, people still have to eat.
甚至在艰困的时候，人们还是要吃东西。
People might not be able to buy a gold ring.
人们或许那个时候没有办法买金戒指。
Or an automobile.
也没有办法买车子。
But they can always buy food.
但是总是能够买食物。
That's the last thing that goes, isn't it?
这是他们不可缺少的。
We have to renew.
我们必须更新。
We have to restore.
我们必须恢复。
And so,In this book of Job,
所以在约伯记里面
this was a very, very intelligent man, Job was, you see by his writings.
约伯他是非常非常有智慧的人，我们可以从他的写作里面看得出来。
He was a profound thinker.
他是一个思想很深刻的人。
He didn't look at things on the surface.
他看事情没有只看表面。
But he had the gift that Gideon had later.
但是他有一种恩赐是基甸后来有的。
He asks questions.
他会问问题。
You know, that's the way we learn by asking questions.
我们学习就是借着发问而学到的。
Gideon said, why?
基甸说了为什么为什么为什么。
And Job asked questions, why?
约伯也问问题说为什么。
He didn't accept things as they were. He said, but why is it like that?
他没有接受事情的现状。他说，为什么事情是这样子的呢？
We can't always find answers to our questions.
我们的问题未必都得到答案。
But we do find answers.
但是我们有的会有答案。
Not all of them.
不是所有的答案。
And as we are able to receive more answers, God gives us more answers.
当我们能够接受更多的答案，神就会给我们更多答案。
I was walking down the streets one day with my little boy.
有天我跟我的儿子一起走在街上。
He was perhaps 5 or 6 years of age.
那个时候他大概四五岁。
And a car passed us.
有一辆车经过我们。
And my son asked me, Daddy, what makes the car run?
我儿子就问我说爸爸车子为什么会跑呢
Now for his little mind that was a serious question I knew it was
对他小小的头脑来讲这是一个很严肃认真的问题我知道是这样子的
We weren't in a game We weren't playing
我们不是在玩游戏不是在玩
His inquisitive mind was trying to understand why did it go
他发问的脑袋想要明白说为什么车子会动呢
But I knew I had a hard problem
但是我知道我有个很困难的问题了。
How could I explain it to a 6-year-old mind?
我怎么样把这事情跟一个六岁的头脑解释呢
？I knew if I said, "Well, gasoline explodes."
我如果跟他说好是汽车是要汽油爆发。
Oh, Daddy, what does explode mean?
那他就会问我说：“爸爸，爆发是什么意思呢
？”If I talked about the pistons, what's a piston?Daddy, what's a piston?
爸爸，火灾是什么
I knew that everything I tried to explain to him would only bring him another question.
我试着要跟他解释的每一样东西只会给他带来另外一个问题。
He was too young to understand.
他太年轻了，没有办法了解。
So I made up a play excuse. Something that he could laugh at and something that perhaps I said there's a little man inside just peddling his...Like a man on a bicycle.
所以我就跟他开玩笑，就是让他能够笑一笑的。我或许就说捏造一些东西，说哦，就好像有人在那里面踩脚踏车一样。
Something to make him laugh and divert his mind.
就是让他笑一笑，然后把他的注意力给转移了。
Because I knew I couldn't explain it.
因为我知道我没有办法跟他解释。
In words that he could understand.
我没有办法用他能够了解的言语跟他解释。
That's one reason God doesn't tell us many things.
这就是为什么神没有把很多事情都告诉我们的原因之一。
Whatever way he would try to explain it would just bring us more questions.
不管他试着要用什么办法来跟我们解释，只会带来更多的问题。
Nevertheless, it is good to ask questions.
然而问问题是好的。
And Job asked many questions.
约伯问了很多的问题。
He was a man that was thinking.
他是一个思考的人。
Thinking about the world in which he lived.
他思考着他所生活的世界。
And how it worked and why it worked.
这世界为什么会这样运作，是怎么样运作的
？In fact, the Scientists through the history of ages have been men that ask questions.
其实历世历代以来的科学家也一直在问问题。
Of course, they didn't get all the answers.
当然，他们没有得着所有的答案。
And many times they only got partial answers.
往往他们只得到部分的答案。
And sometimes wrong answers.
有时候得到的是错的答案。
But they were trying.
但是他们是在努力。
And it is good.
这是好的。
Job was that kind of a man.
约伯就是这样子的人。
And he lived way back, so his mind wasn't very developed by the help of other people.
他活在很久以前，所以他的头脑还没有得着许多其他人的帮助。
All our development has depended upon what other people did before us.
我们所有的发展成长都依靠在我们以前的人。
Oh my! I remember when the first radios came out.
我记得最早有收音机的时候。
Big bulky things.
是很大很笨重的。
Squeaky things.
而且会发出响声的。
Very difficult to tune.
要把它调准频道很困难。
And how different they are today.
今天收音机何等不一样。
Fine, sophisticated instruments you can carry in your pocket.
那是一个很小很精细的东西，你能够放在你的口袋里面。
Or even wear on your wrist.
甚至戴在你的手腕上。
But they are very fine.
但他们是很精细的。
But they weren't the first ones.
但是他们不是最早的。
It was a long generation from those big bulky things to what we can have today.
我们今天所有的东西从最早的开始已经是好几代的事情了。
Each one built upon what the one before them had discovered.
每一个都是建立在他们以前的发现上面。
And the same is true with all of our instruments.
我们所有的工具都是一样。
Perhaps many of you can remember the dial telephone.
或许你们很多人还记得以前的电话是要用拨号的。
Now it's just push button.
现在只是用按钮的。
Everything goes developing on what has become in the past.
一切的发展都是以过去所有东西为基础。
But Job didn't have much in the past.
但是约伯在过去没有很多东西。
He was one that was making the past.
他是在制造过去的人之一。
And he was doing a lot of thinking.
他有很多的思考。
And he'd come to some conclusions.
他得到了一些结论。
And in the 34th chapter of the book of Job.
在约伯记第三十四章。
And in the 14th and 15th verse.
十四十五节。三十四章十四十五节，他若专心为己，将灵和气收归自己，凡有血气的就必一同死亡，世人必人归尘土。
Now we're talking about the Spirit of God.
我们在讲神的灵。
It says, if he gather unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish.
他说，若将他的灵和气收归自己的话，凡有血气的就必一同死亡。
And man shall turn again into dust.
世人必人归尘土。
Way back there, he realized that the Spirit of God kept us going.
早在那个时候，约伯就明白了，是神的灵使我们能够继续生活下去。
Kept us living.
使我们继续活着。
He realized we couldn't live without him.
他明白说，若没有神，我们没有办法活下去。
We had to have him continually upholding us.
我们必须有神不断地扶持着我们。
It is a strange thing.
这是一件很奇怪的事情。
But the Spirit of God blesses everybody, not just the good people.
但神的灵是祝福每一个人，而不只是祝福好人。
And it isn't that God, that the accidents happened only to bad people.
不是说只有坏人才会出意外。
His Spirit worked with everybody.
他的灵在每一个人身上做工。
And everyone has a portion of life that will fill God's purposes for him.
每一个生命中都有一部分是会满足神对他生命中的目的。
Everyone is immortal until he has finished his job.
每个人都不会死，直到他完成了他的工作为止。
However long it takes.
不管这要花多长的时间。
Some longer.
有的比较久，有的比较短。
And then he withdraws his spirit.
然后他将他的灵收回。
And a man returns to dust.
人就归回尘土。
But until that moment, man doesn't return to dust.
但是在那个之前，人不会归回尘土。
Some very serious accidents have happened to people.
有些人遭遇到一些很严重的意外事件。
People have been shot through the head.
有的人曾经头脑被人家射杀。
A hole right through the middle of their head.
在头脑里面穿了一个洞。
And they didn't die.
却没有死。
And they went on living.
还继续活着。
And other people just slip and fall and they die.
还有人就像滑跤了，摔倒了，死掉了。
It isn't the accident.
问题不在于这意外事件。
It's that when God withdraws his spirit, a man ceases living.
而是当人神把他的灵收回的时候，人就不再活着了。
God has been with you every day of your life.
换句话说，你生命中的每一天，神都跟你在一起。
He's been keeping you alive.
他保持着你吃，让你活着。
He's been working with you.
他继续不断在你身上做工。
He has fed you.
他喂养了你。
He has provided for you.
他供应了你。
He has never left you.
他从来就没有离开过你。
Because of the immensity of his grace and his love.
因着他极大的恩典和爱。
Whether you have been bad or good.
不管你好或坏。
I think it's strange that in the Bible there is one man who was more wicked than any other man. He was one of the kings.
我想很奇怪，就是圣经里面有一个人，他比任何人都要邪恶，他是列王当中的一位。
His name was Manasseh.
他的名字叫做马拿西。
He was the most wicked of all the kings in the Bible.
他是圣经里面所有作王的人当中最邪恶的一个。
And then, strange enough,
很奇怪的是
he had the longest reign.
他作王的时间却最长。
David had 40 years of reign.
大卫作王四十年。
Manasseh had 55.
马拿西作王的时间是五十五年。
He was the most wicked, and yet he lived the longest.
他是最邪恶的，但是他活得最长。
As king.
以作王来说。
And then strange enough,
然后很奇怪的事情。
As wicked as he was,
虽然他是这么的邪恶。
He was captured by another king.
他被另外一个王捉到了。
And in jail,
在监狱中。
He got converted.
他回转了。
And became a good king.
成为一个好的王。
And he sent back to reign a while.
后来又把他送回去，让他统治了一阵子。
God was with him all the time.
神那段时间一直在等着。
He didn't find it out.
他没有发现这一点。
Until his throne was taken away, he found himself alone in jail.
直到他被推翻，他发现自己单独在监狱里面。
But you see,You'd say, well, he was a wicked man. Why didn't God take his life?
你会说他是一个邪恶的人，为什么神不把他的命给取走呢？
Because God knew he had an appointment to meet him in a jail in a certain city at a certain day.
因为神知道他在某一天要在某一个城里面的监狱跟他碰面。
So God waited till that day.
所以神就等到那一天。
God is with him all the time.
神一直和他在一起。
He's with us all the time.
他一直和我们在一起。
We sing that song sometimes.
有时候我们会唱那首歌。
He was there all the time.
他总是在那里。
And that's true in a very real sense.
这是非常真实的。
But way back there in the book of Job, he knew that.
早在约伯记的时候，约伯就知道这一点。
He realized how...Unequal everything seems.
他明白一切事情看起来是这么的不平
等。Some live long, some live short.
有的人活得久，有的人活得短。
Some are very wicked, some are very good.
有的非常邪恶，有的很好。
The good die young, the wicked live old.
好人早死，但是邪恶的人却很命长。
And realize, wait, there's something back of this.
他是说，等一等，这一切是之后背后有一些东西。
It's more than the.Capricious chance.
这不只是一种变化无常的机遇而已。
It's more than accident.
这不只是偶发的意外事件。
Life isn't just a series of the accident of metabolism.
生命不是新陈代谢作用的一连串的偶发的事件而已。
The accident of birth.
也不是生命生下来的一个意外事件。
God has a well-ordered universe.
神有一个很有秩序的宇宙。
And there are no accidents.
没有意外的事情。
He works on purpose.
神工作是有他的目的的。
And he has purposes in each life.
他在每一个生命中都有目的。
And he is with us because if he is not, then we die.
他和我们在一起，若不然的话，我们就会死。
There have been some strange things.
曾经有过一些很奇怪的事情。
You take a building, an old building, and this has happened more than once.
譬如像一栋老房子，这种事情发生了不止一次。
Maybe that building will stand 100 or 200 years.
或许那栋房子会立在那里100年、200年。
And then it's all torn down.
然后全部都把它拆掉。
And within a few weeks.In that ground, there springs up all kinds of plants.
然后过了几个礼拜，在那个地上就长出各种各样的植物。
Where did all the seed come from?
这些种子从哪里来呢？
God goes about renewing the earth. We're told that in the scriptures.
圣经有告诉我们，神在到处更新全地。
He's always renewing.
他总是在更新。
He doesn't just go off and leave things.
他不是离开了，把一些东西就放下了。
He doesn't just go off and leave you.
他没有走开，离下，把你撇下来。
You probably felt like it more than once.
你或许不止一次有这种感觉。
Perhaps you've been one of those that have cried out, God, where are you?
或许你也曾经跟神呼喊过，神啊，你在哪里啊？
He's there, right there.
他就在那里。
I was standing on a street corner in Buenos Aires one day.
有一天我在布宜诺斯艾利斯的街角站着。
And I said those words.
我说了这些话。
God, where are you?
神啊，你在哪里啊？
Where are you?
你在哪里啊？
And I knew the answer. The answer came to me right here.
我知道这个答案。答案
But where is right here?
就在这里。但是就在这里是哪里呢？
What do you mean right here?
你说就在这里是什么意思呢？
Where are you, God?
神啊，你在哪里？
Right here.
就在这里。
But where?
但是在哪里呢？
Right here.
就在这里。
Where?
在哪里？
Where? And then I looked down.
然后往下看。
And there was a worm about an inch away from my foot.
差不多 有一条虫离我的脚差不多 一寸远。
And just like the Spirit opened my ears, and I heard that worm say,
就好像圣灵开了我的耳朵一样，我听到那一条虫在说。
Miller, where are you?
米勒，你在哪里呀？
I'm right here.
我就在这里呀。
Where?
在哪里？
Right here.
就在这里呀。
If I move my foot an inch, I squash you.
我如果把我的脚再动一寸的话，就把你给踩碎了。但我看不到你啊。
Sorry, but I'm right here.
对不起，但是我就是在这里。
I can't hear you. I can't touch you. Where are you?
我听不到你，我也摸不到你，你在哪里呀？
Right here.
就在这里。
And I realized that's what my question was.
我明白了，那就是我的问题。
It was just that I was too small.
问题是因为我太小了。
I couldn't see very well.
我看得不清楚。
I read about those creatures that John saw on the throne of God. They had eyes inside and outside and all around them.
我读到约翰在看到神的宝座那边的活物是里里外外遍体都有眼睛。
Those heavenly creatures that Ezekiel saw, they had eyes in their hands and eyes in their feet and eyes in their wings and inside and outside.
以西结所看到的天上的活物也是手上有眼睛，脚上也有眼睛，里面外面通通都有眼睛。
Well, I've only got two and they're outside.
但是我只有双眼是在外面的。
See, I don't have enough eyes to see God.
所以我眼睛不够，看不见神。
They had enough eyes to see things.
我没有足够的眼睛看到东西。
I don't.
我看不见。
But that doesn't mean he's not here.
但这不意味着神不在这里。
It just means that I am not yet developed enough to be able to make contact with him.
这意思只是说我还不够成熟，没有办法接触到他。